How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. And guess what, everybody? We are in the same room.
We're in the same room, opposite sides of my lounge.
Yeah, calm down, don't worry, we're socially distanced.
And I anti-backed everything before Tom came round, and of course I will be very sure to anti-back it once he leaves.
You better. I mean, that's not a new thing though, is it?
No.
It is, unfortunately, always a necessity. How have you been?
I'm very excited to see your face.
Who wouldn't be? Has it got shinier?
No, it's aged terribly.
I thought it might have done.
Actually,
lockdown's been really bad. Yeah,
yeah,
very stressful.
Great. Oh, thanks.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
It's okay.
I think I forget that you can get tanned through windows.
You can, yeah. Mm. Well, have you been sunbathing indoors again?
Well, I just sometimes sit by a, you know, sunny window, and I always think, oh no, but there's glass, it's going to protect me. But of course that isn't...
That's not really how it works.
That's not how it works, is it?
Not at all.
Mm.
Now, just before we came on the line, we were talking to our dear producer, Joel, friend of the show.
Poor Joel.
Poor Joel, he has to listen to all this. I mean, you get the good stuff. Can you imagine how much crap there is that he's got to cut out?
Oh my goodness. He's like a hairdresser on the first day after lockdown.
He's got to wear one of those shields while he's trimming it because it's just so bad.
Goes everywhere, yeah.
And he was saying that when he first got into podcasting, he imagined that he might do the next serial.
Oh, yeah, that was his dream.
He's got this.
Yeah. But I said, you know, it's a matter of time before one of us ends up in prison. So actually, in a way... You could well end up, you know, doing that.
You could do something. And what? So you're in prison, I'll assume.
Sure.
At Her Majesty's pleasure?
Pleasure,
yeah.
I
always want to say leisure.
I don't know. I don't know where it comes from.
No.
HMB.
But you're in Her Majesty's pleasure and I'm doing a podcast outside and writing you letters, I think.
Oh, yeah, and I'm on that payphone, he was. I suppose it depends on what the crime is. I would like it to be something like jewel theft.
I thought like art, maybe.
Yeah, that would be good. Art fraud. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, that would suit me. Something like that.
It would be white-collar crime.
Is that what that white-collar is? Yeah.
I think it's...
Wing-collar crime.
Wing-collar crime. Paisley collar.
What are those like round ones that like
the round ones?
The round ones.
I'm doing a podcast with Jonathan Ross briefly.
What are they called? Like a sort of...
Are they called like clowns ones or something?
Clown collar crime. That's it.
Clown collar crime.
Yeah.
That's like an articulation exercise.
Clown collar crime. Clown collar crime. Clown collar crime. What will you be sending me letters from outside? Did you say? So you're sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
Thinking, in the south of France.
I told Tom not to... Oh, yeah, I've run off with the money.
Ah, typical.
Typical of me.
But now feeling bad.
So occasionally writing to you in Her Majesty's leisure.
Like those people who write to serial killers.
That's me. I'm at Her Majesty's leisure.
That's only thing. Her Majesty's leisure is actually a holiday park.
For drag queens, actually.
Yeah.
They've got to stop sometimes.
I would love to go to a drag queen-themed holiday park.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Would you think everything, all the rooms would have, like, funny names?
Yeah.
Like, very witty stuff. There'd be some sort of, like, slip slide.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the swimming pool?
And that's how I got pregnant.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would be getting pregnant in that holiday park.
Literally, I'd go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I think I did hear about a holiday company turning it over to, like, our people. And then they had to stop because it was out of control.
That sex thing.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, Susie, but apparently.
That's the thing. Lots of people are sex people. No kink shaming.
Yeah, some people. But some people have got a lot of time. I've said it before.
That's the thing.
Yeah. But how did we got immediately into that? So you're in the south of France in a holiday park.
Yes.
And you're right. And you feel guilty.
Her Majesty's leisure.
Her Majesty's leisure.
And I feel sad. I feel guilty. I feel like you did most of the crime, but I probably did like putting it in the vans and driving the vans. Because you're not great at driving vans.
Absolutely. I drive very slowly, whereas you were straight off there onto the Eurotunnel.
That would be me.
As we used to call it. The channel.
and
would you go for a hovercraft from your hometown of
You can't get a hovercraft all the way to France.
Oh.
I'd be going via the Isle of Wight. But then I don't think you can go from the Isle of Wight to France. France. So you'd go hovercraft to the Isle of Wight, then you get the Wight link back.
So that would be a lovely detour if you like the Isle of Wight.
But also, you know, that might put the police off the scent.
Yeah, why would... Surely she wouldn't go to the Isle of Wight. Surely she realises the Isle of Wight is the same country.
But she didn't. Yeah,
but she didn't.
Bonjour! You're in Ride.
Oh, that would be so disappointing, wouldn't it? Yeah, or the frame as well. Because I imagine I wouldn't have taken the painting out of the frame, as all art themes tend to.
Oh, right.
They go in with like a Stanley knife, don't they?
Yes, they do. I feel like you would have been doing something there. Maybe like there was a series of the Bake Off being filmed in an art gallery. Is that for likely?
That is possible, yeah. But if that does happen, it isn't me, okay?
Sorry. I know. Tom isn't going to prison. We're not going to do the new serial.
Isn't real.
I just would like to do that Lisa Koenig voice. You know, it's yeah. just like... I don't actually remember exactly what her voice was, but I remember it was
quite grating after a while, I found.
Right, okay, well, that's not very nice. If you're listening, Lisa, I am sorry.
She does love this, though. But no, she was quite... No, she wasn't grating, but she was quite... It sort of revealed itself, I thought, when she was, like, with her intern. My intern, Dana.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think Dana's not listening to me. It's like, yeah, because you're just...
Wittering on
and, like, probably, like, making a rush into the car.
And for the lesbians that are listening, I always think of Alice doing her radio thing in the R Word, where she's doing the links where everyone has slept together.
Oh, and everybody's really stressed.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh.
Sure.
Was Lisa Koenig, is she one of us?
No, I've got no idea.
Let's speculate. I think it must be hard to pin down a relationship when you're always, you know, imagine jumping on a flight to some remote town.
To interview some man that...
Renting a Subaru.
That I think that there'll be a lot of renting of Subarus.
Yeah. Dana, this isn't the car I wanted. Why have you got... Dana, why is this... This isn't...
I wanted an SUV.
SUV, yeah.
What does that stand for?
Shut up van.
Shut up van, that's it, yeah.
Stick up van.
Well, listen, I'm sorry to our producer Joel, and indeed all of you listeners, if you were thinking sooner or later, like-minded friends will become the new serial... It doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Sometimes I think Joel's not listening.
I know that Joel's not listening.
He is probably actually working on the new serial.
He's probably working on something far more important right now and just listening to us in the background, which indeed is probably what you're all doing as well.
Yeah. Well, that's fine if you are, but did you listen to the second series of Serial?
Maybe.
I felt like that too. Maybe I'll get back to it one day.
Maybe.
It's part of NPR with This American Life with Ira Glass.
Yeah, I like all of that.
I used to listen to that a lot, and then I sort of stopped listening when I was like, well, there's a reason someone's not done a show about, you know, your favourite shelf.
Yeah, it got a bit like that, didn't it?
There was a couple like that, and I was like, oh.
Okay, we get the gist.
We get it. It's all
if it was lamps, though, I mean, I'd
be all over it. Yeah, then I'd be all over it. Yeah.
But shelves, very dull.
Yeah.
Very, very dull.
I like the kind of, like, eclecticism of it. Like, oh, Michael somebody has written a story about a mouse who lives on a shelf, or about, like, the inanimate objects on a shelf coming to life and being friends with each other when people leave the room. And that would be
Isn't
quite
that
whimsical.
Toy Story?
Yeah, that is Toy Story.
Are you thinking of Toy Story?
Maybe I've been watching Toy Story and I'm thinking it's This American Life.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Because it is American.
Yeah,
so
that's
I can understand
the thing.
That you would feel like that.
That's the thing,
You're
isn't
thinking,
it?
Oh, is Wood, you're thinking that you're looking at Woody and thinking, yeah. Oh, that's what Ira Glass looks like.
Yeah, I did think he looked like a cowboy. Yeah.
There you go. Mm. There you go. I don't know what we plan to talk about today, but
well,
it wasn't that.
You know it's going to be good.
You know it's going to be good
when it started like that.
Oh, I know what I want to talk to you about briefly.
What?
Listeners, I hope that you've been watching the new episode of Bake Off the Professionals.
Oh, Susie, I'm so flattered you have been.
I have been. So I didn't I didn't start watching it when it started. It's been like on my, I want to say TiVo, which is like an American
so
thing.
So American.
Which is what they had in Sex and the City.
Yeah.
TiVo. But it's not. It's on, like, my Sky Planner. And I had them all ready to roll. And then a couple of weekends ago, Alice and I got through, like, five. Like,
oh,
bang,
that's
bang,
great.
Bang, bang, loved it. And so now we're right up to date with the... So the finals next week. Now, I want to ask you a few things about it.
Okay.
How lovely is the place that you film? And do you get to look around the other rooms?
So lovely. And yes, because the person who looks after us... took us on a little bit of a ghost tour,
ooh,
which was super spooky.
Talk
we went
to
down
us,
to the
talk to
basement.
Us. So who haunts it?
Oh, that's a good question. There was something about an electrician running out in the middle of the middle of working on it because they saw something they couldn't see what it was. Spooky, oh, right?
Spooky, and that was in the daytime.
And that was in the daytime, which is even more spooky. But I've never got a present. You know, when my mum always says this about places, when she's like, that place has got a feeling about it. Which is, it's largely places that are at the bottom of a hill, so I think they're just a bit dark. But she'd say, like, oh, that's a bit, I never like it, then I've got a funny feeling about it.
She's just got to stop going on those hill walking holidays.
She has got to, she's always in the valley. But I never got that feeling from anywhere in that house, and I've been in lots of rooms of it now.
Because when they're cooking, presumably you have to go away for a little while so they can concentrate, and they just have the cameras on them.
You'd think so, but we're actually there to do what they call the pop-ins, when you see me pop in and go, they're usually in the middle of doing something very important. I'm like, we have to be there for those time calls. And
then you go, oh, what are you doing? And they're like, I'm trying to sculpt like sugar. This is the hardest thing.
It's really stressful. And I'm like, so where'd you go on your holidays?
Like a hairdresser.
I also cut their hair.
Oh, that's
so that is a bit distracting when I think about it.
Yeah, and also not that hygienic.
People say that. It never seems to make it in the end.
Do you know the house I grew up in had a feeling?
Did it? Yeah. Not the feeling, the band, not the CD.
No, not that band. Although I probably had that album.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, it had, there was some, so I had.
Hang on. I have a remembrance of this. Go on.
So, the house I grew up in, which coincidentally is the picture on the wall just there.
No! Oh, that is a spooky looking house.
It was next door to a church.
So spooky.
So there was ivory all down one wall. I don't mean ivory, do I?
I don't know. Do you mean...
ivy.
Okay, I was thinking it's... I mean...
Do you imagine? There were loads of tusks. No. I don't want to talk about it. I mean...
Wow.
That's how you find out that I'm they called like a big cat hunter. No.
Yeah, what are those like dealers of like
big game? Do they call it something like that?
Big game hunters. Big gay hunters should be
big gay hunters.
That should be like when I was in my bear phase.
Bear phase?
When I was really into bears.
Oh, phase. I thought you said bear face.
Bear face. Bear face jig. when I really like bears.
Are you out of your bear phase? I didn't know that had finished.
No, it's not. Nothing's ever over. don't close doors. Open windows. That's what I say to jump out. We could have called it Big Gay Hunter.
Oh, it could have been Big Gay Hunter. Anyway, it had ivy, not ivory.
Oh.
Down one wall, and there was something about the house. I think it was because it was next door to a church, and there were some gravestones that lightly rested against our house.
Oh.
The house had been bombed in the war, so it had been rebuilt.
Oh.
And what used to be there was a little theatre.
Oh, and they're notoriously haunted.
And the theatre got bombed, and then they put up four little terrace houses, and they called them Shakespeare Terrace.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that's where I grew up. And it was just a little terrace house in Portsmouth. But there was something about it that was creepy. And my dad would always terrify me. I don't know if I've spoken about this on the podcast before. My dad is the kind of dad that would, like, chase me with spiders.
Oh.
He also had a place called Masquerades, which was a fancy dress shop.
Oh, of course he did, yes.
Yeah, he had a fancy dress shop.
Well, of course it's got the theme tune from Phantom of the Opera, my favourite of the Phantom of the Opera tracks.
Well, there you go. And so they had this face that Dad would sometimes put on, like a mask, and it was like a terrifying man. It was just a terrifying, and it was a full head.
Oh my god, head mask.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Was on it, and it was like his like face was sort of like half melting and his eyes were bulging.
Couldn't imagine why that would be frightening to a child.
It was absolutely terrifying. And I was terrified by it, and Dad would occasionally chase me wearing it.
Oh my.
He also had a plastic axe. I need to also say, like, social services were never involved. My parents are very lovely. And it was
very
sort of,
lovely people. Very caring.
It was like a game. It was more of a game with him and my brother.
Yeah.
But I was younger and so I'd occasionally get, like, a bit freaked
involved.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and then, without thinking, my mum then put that... Is that your tummy? I thought it was my cat.
No, it's my actual tummy.
That's fine. I get that. I'm feeding you shortly.
Susie's promised me food and I only had a juice for breakfast.
Tom.
Anyway, I don't want to distract the story.
No, of course you don't. Anyway, so then, so that was like a game for a while, different people, I'd put on the mask, different people put on the mask.
Oh, it was fun.
It was fun. And then, I mean, I suppose absentmindedly, my mum decided to put the mask in a cupboard in my room.
I don't think she was absent-minded.
And so then, I'm, say, like 10. I'm already terrified of everything. Mm. I've got this huge cupboard that had like, I think it had like the Christmas decorations in it and different things like that, like a massive cupboard. Kind of like that big cupboard in my flat that I made into an office.
Yes.
Kind of like that one.
The Bureau de Change.
The Bureau de Change. And so there's all these boxes in there. And so one night I'm like thinking, I'm going to check if there's anything in the cupboard because it was big enough for someone to hide in, which would always be my fear, of course.
Of course. You know how people are. I had a fear of witches hiding in my cupboard. I guess everybody did. Ironically, I was the one in the cupboard.
Like the Roll Doll,
The Witches, because I once saw a clip of it on film, 1989.
Terrifying. A wicked witch who answers back must burn until her bones are black.
That's what, that's, and all of that, I just saw a clip of it and I was horrified for it by...
Until you were...
Probably like 14.
Maybe 24.
Maybe 37.
Whatever. So I think I'm in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear the rumble of television downstairs, which is a noise I find very comforting.
Oh.
I love hearing television in the distance.
Television in the next room.
Oh, I find it very comforting. Anyway, so I know Mum and Dad are, and I know I'm safe, but I'm like, there's something in the cupboard. And I used to think it would be like ghosts or people that want to murder me. And so I go and open the cupboard door.
Oh no!
And the mask is... Mum's like, hung it.
Oh my god!
So you
Susie!
I like freaked out, like screaming, running downstairs.
Oh my god.
Absolute nightmare. Anyway.
What did your mum and dad say?
Mum was like, oh, sorry, I just put it in there. I didn't realise it was facing the wrong way. Because I think it had been like...
It would have been much better if it was facing...
Yeah, if I could have
seen the back of his head.
But... Yeah, I think it was... I mean, in my memory, it was hung. That's probably something that I've created. It was probably just, like, lying on the floor.
Fine.
But... Or lying on a box, but I just...
No, but, yeah, just seeing a face in a cupboard is frightening.
Really frightening. The only face I want to see in a cupboard is E.T.
Oh, yeah, then it was fine. Yeah. That's true, yeah. Yeah, with that... What does he have on? In my mind, it's like a...
It's like an old lady
dress.
Outfit.
Yeah.
He's dressed like an old lady.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I wear a dress.
I've never seen you wear a dress actually,
but then that's how you don't know. But, and yeah, I also walk like him when I wear a dress.
That's true. And you do sometimes travel in the basket of a bike.
It all adds up covered in a blanket, so
yeah. Oh, fine.
What were you scared of when you were little?
Well, that which is hiding in my wardrobe. And the wardrobe had like a, it was near a sort of, I think, a flue for the boiler or something. So there's sometimes a draft. Basically, it meant that the cupboard sometimes creaked. Only occasionally. Oh,
but that's creepy. So did you know? Just occasional.
Yeah.
I would hate that.
Yeah, it was really creepy.
I would really hate that.
I would walk into rooms and I would start screaming. So I'd be like, ah, because I thought then I'm halfway to screaming if I need to scream for help. So weird. And I think that was around about the time that I started like switching like switches on and off and stuff.
Oh,
I put the big light
like
on.
That.
I put the big light on before I switched on the lamp. I couldn't walk into a room that was dark.
Now
you just walk across and put on the lamp.
Yeah, sure, that's what I did.
No, I was, as I was saying that, I was thinking, actually, yesterday I walked into the kitchen, it was dark, and I put on the light halfway through the room, and I was like, imagine if there's just someone here. Just
terrifying.
Mm.
Well, I listened to Catherine Ryan's very funny podcast, and interesting. It's not just funny, it's lots of things. But she was talking about she had an intruder in her house.
Oh, yes. And he chased it.
Bobby chased him, yeah. And I listened to it, and it's brilliant, because like everything that Catherine does is brilliant. But I was... truly terrified afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was like, that would be...
An intruder in your house when you're there is so frightening to me.
Because I think they knew that she was in, and so they just, like, climbed past the window where they could see her.
Was it during the day or at night?
I think it was in the evening.
Like, after bedtime?
I think they were cooking dinner, so I
don't know. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what time they eat. I couldn't possibly say what time. She's Canadian.
Who would know? Maybe she still eats on Canadian time.
I don't know. Probably.
Very late.
But yeah, I find all of that sort of thing very scary.
Oh yeah, I would not enjoy that.
No, not at all.
How did they get in? Was it like a loose window?
I think it was something like that, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's why I'm very pleased to be on the sixth floor. The only person that could burgle me is Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you got to be careful.
What, in case Spidey comes?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I always lock the balcony door as well.
That's quite right. And do you? I bet you do as well.
Of course.
I can't sleep with a window open.
What, in case someone gets in?
Yeah. Like, it's so warm. And, of course, I have my 10.5 tog.
What? All the time?
Yeah, and the mattress is on winter setting. And I wear pyjamas.
Why don't you get a summertime duvet. What was wrong with me then?
It was so shocking to you. I just have to unpopper it. Thank you. The duvet, and it's half as warm, but I like being hot.
You like being hot in bed?
Yeah, I'm mad like that.
Yeah, no, I quite like being hot in bed. Alice says I'm like a little radiator that tries to cuddle.
That's lovely.
She has absolutely none of it.
So she gets hot?
Oh, she's absolutely boiling.
That's funny, isn't it?
She can't bear it.
Is that like still or sparkling? You know, say that in relationships, still or sparkling?
Yeah, I think it's...
hot or cold?
Yeah, hot or cold.
I don't like being cold.
So Tom is looking for a cold, kind, chunky man.
Yeah, another one. Yeah. I've started making lists on where I want to live, by the way.
Ooh, tell us.
Like, not like physical...
Transylvania.
Transylvania.
Cool. Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, all the warm places, or places where people get too hot. I started to write down needs. Somebody's recommended, like, what do you want? And so I've been like...
Ooh, I like that.
An outdoor space.
Yes.
Somewhere to work that has a view.
Oh, yes, lovely.
I would like black and white tiling in the hallway, but I think that depends on the style of the house. You can't be too choosy about that sort of thing. A harlequin floor.
Oh, I'd love that.
But I don't know if that's...
I think we should go looking now.
Yeah, now I think that was the time. I'll come with you.
And I'll pretend to be your wife.
Great.
And then people will say, it was really weird because on TV he's really camp, but in real life he's so butch.
He's actually butch.
And I thought I saw him with his wife. She was wearing a dress. She's kind of like E.T.
She rode in the front of his bike.
It was so odd.
It was quite an odd experience, but they bought the house. So. I did look at a bungalow. I quite like the idea of a bungalow.
You told us, your mum scared you.
But my mum scared me because of what we were just saying.
Yeah.
She said someone could just walk up to the window, because the bedroom was at the front, someone just walk up to the window and watch you asleep.
I think we told the listeners that last week.
Oh my God, I'm still talking about it.
I mean, we've got nothing else to talk about, that's the thing.
But that bungalow is sold. So somebody doesn't mind being watched while they sleep. Some people are perverts. only assume absolute perverts absolute have bought that house. Yeah. I don't know. Part of me thinks it would have been quite nice.
Well, you can't think too much on it now.
No, it's gone. It's gone.
What else is on your list of needs?
Near visitors.
Sure.
You and Alice, basically. would people come round? Because there's no point like buying in, like, oh, I'll just buy in the outskirts of Croydon. No one's going to come round and see me there.
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly. So loneliness. And maybe room to have a piano.
Oh, because then we could have a Christmas do at yours.
Oh my goodness, I'll start practicing now.
Oh my God, we could have... I'd do the food.
I would love that.
I would come round and do a ham.
There you go. I'd love a ham. With a harlequin...
Yeah, with harlequin flooring.
Off on it.
I'd put tiles on it for you.
Yeah, which you know I love so much. A Christmas ham.
A Christmas ham. We'd have a little do. I mean, yeah. It would be maybe seven of us tops.
Yeah, of course. We don't know how social distancing would be there. But if the house is big enough, yeah. Then I have to be a long way out.
You could, yeah, I've got visions of being around your house and I'm still singing around the piano.
Because that is one of your things, is like, wouldn't it be a great place to have, wouldn't you have a lovely Christmas in this house?
That is all I think about. Mm. All I think about is Christmas. I think about Christmas probably four times a week.
I think everybody does. I think that was instilled in us.
My
mum
hates it.
Oh, does she hate Christmas?
Yeah,
oh,
the other day when I was...
My mum was a bit like that.
The other day when I was at the farm, she was like, where mum and dad live, she was like, oh God, and then it'll be Christmas.
Oh, I thought your mum loved it.
No,
I don't know why.
She finds it a big old thing.
Hang on, because she's got the lovely Christmas decorations.
She's got loads of Santas, it's true.
So that's very misleading.
Well, that she will mislead, that's the thing.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, now we know.
No, you know the truth about her.
My mum is a bit like that, like she'll invest in a garland. And go, like, from somewhere.
And like, John Lowe?
No, she's never gone that out of control. But, she was at like White Company because she likes everything in the White Company.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Right. And so sometimes she'll buy like a minimalist garland from there or something. And I'll be like, what's this? I didn't think you liked Christmas. And she goes, yeah. But, like, she'll spend up on a tree.
Yeah. I can't wait for Christmas. I mean, it's the 23rd of July.
I think Christmas and Disney World were like instilled in us as like the ultimate
things to enjoy.
Yeah.
I think about Disneyland less than Christmas.
Yeah.
But I think about... Do you think about Disneyland a lot?
No, but in my mind, I think it's still the ultimate holiday, probably, to get, like...
Are you okay on rides?
Yeah, I love rides.
We should go to Disneyland.
I would love to go to any theme park.
You know that they have like a gay thing?
What?
They have like a pride at Disneyland Paris.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, we should go.
We should go. Okay, fine. If anyone's listening...
Anyone can put us in touch.
With Mickey.
Oh my goodness.
His gay brother Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, she named them Mickey and Michael.
She just really liked the name. What Disney character would you go as for Disney Pride?
Oh, probably Donald Duck.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, probably. With a nice little hat. I look quite nice in a pillar box hat.
Yeah, you would look great.
Thank you. And I'd love to wear a beak.
And it would.
Of course. What would you go as?
Well, I was just thinking Woody, I suppose, is a good one to go as because, you know, I've already got the cowboy outfit on anyway.
Of course. Why are you wearing that today?
I just thought it was good for the weather.
Do you know, talking of Christmases and Woody, a couple of years ago, all my family go to the pub on Christmas Eve, and we were all in there, and my dad had on blue jeans, a red and yellow check shirt, and a pair of brown, not cowboy boots, but boots. And
a waistcoat?
No, he didn't have a waistcoat on, but I called him Woody in front of all of his friends.
And
everyone laughed.
I think
Dad sort of enjoyed it, but he was also like embarrassed. He wasn't.
He embarrassed? Yeah, no.
But I enjoyed it.
That's that sort of thing that, like, I always find men in a group love that kind of making fun of each other.
Yeah, so I remember someone coming into the pub in like a pinstripe suit, and I don't know why, but my uncle just started singing "Just One Corner," and everyone burst out laughing.
I bet it was like his new suit. Yeah, so proud and funny.
Charlie Baker used to have a really funny routine about the hat that you buy on holiday.
That's funny. On holiday, you're like, do that.
I'm wearing this hat. I guess I'm a hat guy. And then like the moment you walk into your local pub, they're like, "All right, wanker."
That's so true. So true. Tom Davis was telling me how...
I love Big Tom D.
I do too.
Such a nice man.
Such a nice... He is a bit of a bear, but he's taken.
And straight.
But he is... he used to work on a building site, and he was saying about that thing of, like, Ralph Lauren shirts. You know, they were such a thing at one point. But the people on the building site would sort of scruff them up. So they were like, yeah, I just wear a Ralph shirt to work, that's how... Like, such, like, because you couldn't, and obviously you wouldn't wear your, like, spanking new, gleaming Ralph shirt on the building site.
Like, I'm doing so well that I can wear a Ralphie shirt.
I just wear a Ralph shirt to work, that's what I'm like. And I'd never, and I had totally fallen for it subconsciously. And I was like, oh, they were lying.
They were lying all along.
See.
Well, that's about everything from us this week. I hope that you were tuning in to find out, well, what how we would do our own cereal. Why Tom would go to prison if he does.
Yes.
How I would be related to it. Whether we're scared of our childhood bedrooms. And, of course, we've spoken a little about bears.
Yes, absolutely. And also, I wanted to give a special shout out.
Yes, please do.
To Matthew, who sent me such a lovely voice memo on Instagram. And I was waiting till we saw each other to play it to you. And I will do it afterwards. So kind of him, and he's a long-term listener. So thank you, Matthew, for your ongoing support.
And as ever, if you want to get in touch with us, please do chat to likemindedfriends at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We're both on Twitter, we're both on Insta. Say hello if you like.
Not on TikTok.
No, we're too old for that sort of carry
too
on.
Old.
But we have received lots and lots of messages from people saying that Like-Minded Friends has been, how much they've enjoyed it through lockdown, that we've been friends to you through lockdown, and we're delighted. It's been lovely to be able to carry on doing it. It's been lovely that so many of you got involved. So we do really, really appreciate it.
Much appreciated. Thank you for saying that. It's been our pleasure to be friends to you.
Okay, Tom, shall I feed you?
Yes. Oh, sorry, I thought something you were going to do on the podcast. I was like, oh, yeah, we'll
do you want to go and have some dinner?
Yeah, okay. I'd love that.
Right, okay, he's starving. Okay, bye then.
Bye for now. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.